Okay, Parsha Chodesh Tavshin Ayin Tes. Wasn't shy to use the recording from the regular shiur, so this will be a synopsized version as we get ready for Shabbos here. Making the beds, taking care of the candles, and some of the other things. Okay, the first magic we started off with, that found in the time of creation, Kodesh Baruch Hu was mis'ava l'dira batachtonim. He was desirous, kaviyachol, of a dwelling place here on earth. That's the way the Medrash starts off. And immediately the Medrash, almost in non sequitur fashion, appears to drift into a discussion of the jealousy, if you could call it that, of Mais Bereishis, in that the first day, unlike the subsequent days, the numbering system used for the days 2 through 6 of Mais Bereishis are the 2nd, 3rd, 4th, Sheni, Shlishi, Rabi, Chamishi, etc. Whereas the first day is referred to as Yom Echad. Right? There's one. So the Medrash says, make up your mind, what sort of system do you want to use? Do you want to use ordinal, cardinal? Do you want to use 1, 2? Or do you want to use 1st, 2nd? It appears though, but from the rest of my celebration, the fact that it was done 2nd, 3rd, 4th, that's the system, the preferable system, but for whatever reason, we've got the first day is referred to as Yom Echad. When was this redressed? Says the Medrash. It was redressed on the first day of the inauguration of the Mishkan. There was Rishon Lachodesh, Rishon, Bayom HaRishon, right, Lachodesh. It was the first day of Nisan, the inauguration of the Mishkan, and there finally the term to the first day of the week was used as Rishon, as opposed to Echad. That's what the Medrash concludes. Okay. The Maral, this is really going to be very brief, but it's probably better that way. The Maral in Gruas Hashem has a long discussion of both concepts of Rishon and Echad. You may not necessarily contrast them, etc., but what comes out is really a very important point. If we go back, let's think for a second. If we go back to Mais Bereishis. Rashi told us over there that the reason why the terminology of Echad used as opposed to Rishon is to tell us that Hashem is Echad Ba'olama. Echad Ba'olama. Echad. Yochad. In other words, the idea being that we have to know that Hashem was the only, He's Echad, Ein Od Milvado, in the world. The sakana, as it were, in referring. In any event, I was really in an item. The discussion in the Medrash, right, that we've gone from Mais Bereishis, we need to imprint the Bria to know that Hashem is Echad, Ein Od Milvado. And we don't want to use yet the terminology Rishon, because Rishon implies there's already a Sheni. That system implies there's something else. But we're only willing to use that once Klal Yisrael enters into a stance of Avoda. So, on the one hand, what do you call it? The stamp of Avoda is, at least in terms of Rishon, the first day of the Shavua, the first time that that's used is with the building of the Mishkan, with total Avoda. But also here, when we refer to Chodesh Nisan, Rishon Hu Lechem, Rosh Chodashim, Rosh Rebko, right? It's Chodesh Lechem, Rosh Chodashim, it's the top of all the Chodashim, right? the head of all the Chadashim, Rishonu Lachem Chodesh Hashana. This is going to introduce the world of Rishonus, that we could use Rishonus. And until now, there's been a fear to use the word Rishon, because once again, Rishon implies there's a Sheni, right? If I was a Sheni, but isn't it only in order Vado? When we enter into a stance of Avoda, since the whole being, our whole being is one of Avoda, so then the insurance policy is built in. And therefore you can use the terminology Rishon, which implies Sheni. We got the first, as it were, in all of the creations. Right? We're the first in all the creations, and in that way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has made a shutfus, going back to the Medrash, he's made a shutfus with us in my Sibarashis. We are his partners, Kaviyachol. Okay, let's enter into the world of Rishonus and Achdus. Once again, this is going to be synopsized. The Maharal discusses both ideas in Gvuras Hashem. And first, with regard to Achodesh Hazelachem, because if you think back, it's sort of interesting. In the Chumash itself, we said that we start off with a discussion of Achodesh Hazelachem, right? Rosh Chodeshim, Rishon Lachem Lachod Sheyashana. And then bang, immediately we launch into the Korban Pesach. It was a continuation of the same topic. The idea of Rishonus, Rishon Hu Lechem Lechot Sheyashana. The Medrash says, the Gvuras Hashem quotes it in Perek Lamed Hey, HaChodesh Zeh Lechem Rosh Chodosh Rishon Hu Lechem Lechot Sheyashana. The Medrash, Mishabachar HaKodesh Baruch Hu Ba'olamo Kovalo Rosh Echadoshim Vishonim. Meshabachar beYaakov uBanav Kava Rosh Chodesh Shel Geula, Shabo Nigel uMitzrayim, uBo Kibel Yaakov Abrachos, uBo Asidim liGoel, uBo Nolod Yitzchak, uBo Nekar Agam Yizbeach, uBo Ramaz liYisrael Shu Rosh Tshua Shenema Rishon Hu Lechem Lechod Sheyashanam. Beiru Beze Ki Ruuyim Lios Nigolim BeChodesh Rishon BeMeshu Rishon. The concept of Geula, right? Geula is where a person is in its purest state. This purest state. And therefore, it is, it needs to be, in Rishon. In other words, the ravages of time, as time has an effect on us, not time per se, but what takes place during that time, the association with what he calls with the more mundane things of the world, etc., things begin to decay. Their pure state begins to decay. So therefore, it's appropriate that the Geula should be, right, in the Rishon of the Chodashim. Right? The Rishon of the Chodashim. And this Chodesh has the concept of Rishonus. Of Rishonus. That's why it's associated with Geula. The Maharal uses a similar idea with regard to Matzah. Right? Matzah is a simon of Geula in the Shprach of the Maharal. The simon of Geula. And therefore, it is, something which is at its first stage, before the ravages of fermentation, right? Before the process of fermentation, which changes something from its pure state, bloats it, etc., gives it an appearance of something that's not really, that it isn't really, etc., etc., etc. That's what we call, that's also the case with matzah. So therefore, the first chodesh is the most appropriate time for the Geula, because once again, Geula is an entry into a pure world, right? Not under Shibud, anything else. The natural state of any man is he should not be Meshubud, he should not be, as it were, subjugated by someone else. That's his pure state. Also in that light, right? Now combining the concept of Achdus with Rishonus, right, is that we have, as we said, mentioned before, matzah. Matzah is a symbol, right? Matzah is a symbol of what we call of the Geula, and therefore, right, why? Because it is something at its earliest stage, its beginning stage. It hasn't, as it were, been affected by time and fermentation. Maror, on the other hand, is a symbol of the golus, bitterness, etc. And here's where we begin to combine the two systems. Korban Pesach is a symbol of Achdus. Here, both the Maharal and the Sefer Chinuch etc. They tell us so many ideas with regard to the Achdus of Korban Pesach. It's unique in that it's shechted at a specific time, right? It's unique in that it has to be eaten by one chabura, right? Might be familiar with you, but, some neighbors, etc. It's one chabura. It's unique in that it can be eaten in only in one place. It's unique in that it has a. I said we said a specific because he said it's being Arbayim, what he called it. Maral said it's a unique time, right? A time right, it's needed quite. The day is waning. We haven't got yet to white. It's nighttime. It's a unique time. The non-breakage of the bones, etc. I think the Chinuch brings that down. There's a symbol once again of Achdus. The Korban Pesach is eaten together with both matzah, a symbol of geula, and moror. Right? The matzah, like we said before, is a symbol of rishonus, the beginning, purity, geula. The moror, of course, is a sign of the bitterness of what he called of the shibud. The bitterness of the shibud. That's what he calls that golos. They're eaten together with the korban kompesach, amatzas umrura umrorim yochlu. The korban pesach is eaten together with basal matzah mor. Show us that hu hamochet hu harofe. That there is no God forbid doy dakarim. There aren't two forces over here. The source of everything, both the sweet and experiences of olam hazeh, and we should always be spared the bitter ones. The morim will emanate from one source. All of it from one source. Fine. Achdus Rishonus. Now, let's see a bit more. On a Chodesh Zelachem, in the first pasuk, a Chodesh Zelachem Rosh Chodosh Yom Rishon Hu Lachem Lachodesh Yashana. So the Rebbeinu Bachye says, V'dorsh razal b'kosav hazeh ha'chodesh hazeh lachem rosh chodoshim ilmoy lo zochi Yisrael l'mitzvah acheres el lezol shemekablim p'nei shechina pam achas b'chodesh dayim. Right? If the Jewish people receive the other mitzvah other than kabol, this one, which is kabolas p'nei shechina, right? Kabolas p'nei shechina, so then it would have been sufficient for to establish a relationship with the Rabbon Shalom. How do they know that it's referring to Kabbalah's Pnei Shechina? What does Rosh Chodesh have to do Kabbalah's Pnei Shechina? Ksiv Hacha, HaChodesh HaZeh, right? Ksiv Hasam Zeh Keli Van Veyu. In other words, by Kriyas Yamsev, it says Zeh Keli Van Veyu, it says the Chodesh HaZeh Lachem. HaZeh is a reference to the Shechina. The Shechina. The idea being, and the Rebbeinu Bachye refers to this, right? We'll just explain it a little bit, right? That the concept of the Shechina is linked to and forth to the moon. To the moon. In other words, Klal Yisrael, as a people accounted by the moon, because we are the vehicles for Shechina in the world. Let's examine that. One second. The Shechina is often referred to as Knesset Yisrael. One aspect. The idea being because the Jewish people are the vehicle for the Shechina. What does the Shechina mean? The Shechina is the way that Hashem's presence dwells in our midst. That's what the concept of the Shechina. The way He dwells in our midst. And that's based upon the idea of Ein Melech Bo Am, the Kodesh Baruch Hu designed the world. We go back to things that we discussed before, like the Gra explains in Birchos Kriyashma, on the Pasuk Tov, Yatzar Kavod Lishmo, that a function of Hashem's goodness, the simon that He is told, is that He's Yatzar Kavod Lishmo. He created the concept of honor to His name. The idea being that honor, right, requires two parties. It has to be bilateral, right? Kavod, right? Shame, kavod, requires two parties. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu designed the world that you run, right? Kol Adika Rishmi, right? Rasiv Yitzativ, Lechodiv Rasiv Yitzativ, Afasisiv. Right? Everything that Kodesh Baruch Hu created, as it says in the last mission in Avot, Kol Masha Barak Kodesh Baruch Hu Olam Lebro El Lechvodo. Everything is Lechvodo. That's why He designed the world, not because He needed a cosmic pat on the back, but because that's why He designed the world in order to give us a job description, as it were, just to be very, very basic. Right, to give us a job description. So Tov, Hashem is good, a function of His goodness, is He created the concept of Yatzar Kavod Mishmur, the concept of honor to his name. That means we are an absolutely essential part of creation, because Kavod, like we said, is bilateral. That means we are necessary. We're necessary. That's why he designed the world. That's a function of his Tov, the being good. The idea being of what does it mean to totally upon us? In other words, his presence is not forced upon us in this world. He has been misamsem. He has been misamsem kaviyachol. His presence, what he calls, we don't see it. We don't see it in this world. How is it revealed? It's revealed through a Klal Yisrael that is, right, doing Torah, mitzvot, maasim, tovim, right, being omen, benisayon, being gomel chesed, etc., 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 etc. That is the derech to revealing Hashem's presence in the world. This finds its parallel in the moon. By the very nature of the moon. Olam, right? Olam hazeh is domeh to laila. Olam haba is domeh to yom. So say chazal. The sun is a source. It's a makor of light. The moon is reflected light. The moon, however, has something that the sun can't do by itself. The sun's light cannot be apparent during the day, during the night, right? I.e., the metaphor for Olam Hazeh. It's not apparent. You can't see it. But it is apparent through its reflected light upon the moon. Klal Yisrael, as it were, are similar to the moon. This is the idea of Kabbalah's Pnei Shechina, because what we call we are the Kabbalah's Pnei Shechina. We are the vehicle for the Shechina. We are the vehicle for the Shechina, and is that we give the possibility, we enable the light that it, from the Shorish, from the source, i.e., HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence, to be revealed in the world through Torah, Mitzvot, Maasim Tovim. Torah, Mitzvot, Maasim Tovim. By virtue of the fact, though, that it's dependent upon us, and since man is frail, it can wax and it can wane. And so, too, the moon waxes and wanes. So the parallel, right? The parallel, our Rishonus, Chodesh Hazeh Lechem, Rosh Chodoshim, Rishonu Lechem Lechotchi Hashana, our greatness, right? Our greatness is that we reflect Hashem's presence in the world. We are Rishon. We are the Rishon of all Nivrayim. Right? We're the Rishon of all Nivrayim. We're Reshis Tvuasa. We're the top of the mound of creation. We are HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's partners in this world, and that we reveal His presence in the world. But by virtue of the fact that indeed, as we said before, we are indeed frail, we wax as a wane. Lashed Lavo, the moon won't wane. Moving, in other words, our presence, as we reflect Hashem's presence in the world, will not wane. It will be a total successful reflection of Hashem's presence right here in Olam Hazeh. Right? Fine. Says the Tzor HaMor, right? HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem. So fascinating. HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, this concept is Lachem. HaChodesh Hazeh, the concept of Klal Yisrael's connection to time, being linked to the moon, reflecting the sun's light at nighttime when otherwise it would not be visible. And yet on the other hand, the capacity to both wax and unfortunately to wane. But nonetheless, it's Lachem. This is yours. And there's all the temporal things in this world, the fame, the pleasure, the money, the this, the that, the next things, all that are linked to our mundane existence, they're here today, gone tomorrow. We leave it to somebody else, says it's for more. But this is Lachem. HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem. This is yours. This is eternal. This you can take with you. The rest we all know, right? As the famous adage goes, you can't take it with you. Further quotes notes the Tzor HaMor in Perikei Beis Pasuk Vav. The idea of Ha'er Lachem Yishmeres Arabos Hayom L'Chodesh Hazeh V'Shachatu, it's called Kal Adas Yisrael Bein Arbaim. The fact that we dafka are Ovid, the Avoda of Korban Pesach, at the middle of the month. Why? He said, because the Mitzvim also have a relationship with the moon. But the relationship with the moon was only when the moon was full. Only when the moon was full. When the moon was full, okay, that's beautiful. That's a success. They worshipped it then. We bedavka at that time, and they linked it to what he called to the tleh, right? To the sheep, the Aries, what he called in the constellations. They linked it to that, and we bedavka at that time. That's when we shecht, right? We show our total disregard. Right? And for that attitude towards the Olam Hazeh is only meaningful in when it's successful. Right? Whereas for us, Olam Hazeh is meaning is not in its success. It's not in its success of achievement of pleasure or power. Rather, its success is in the struggle to reveal Hashem's presence in spite of our frailties and in spite of the influence and in spite of the difficulties. Right? So our total disdain is shown by shechting the tzleh at the time of when? As we enter into the height of the moon. Erev, the 15th, on the 14th. Further, the Sifsei Kohen says in Pasuk Yer Aleph, וככה תאכלו עשו מצאתכם, חגורים מן עליכם ברגליכם, ולעקלכם בידכם, ואכלתם עשו בחיפוזן פסח ולשם. Since we didn't have a full set of mitzvot in Mitzrayim, we needed a schus. Dafka in Mitzrayim we ate, right, with our loins girded, our shoes on our feet, right, and all ready to walk, and our staffs in our hands. Says this is a coin from Tzvas. And he says, the Zchus of Avram is hinted to in Masnechem Chagurim. He says, Chagurim is Gematria Avram Echad. Na'alechem Beraglechem is the Zchus of Yitzchak. Yitzchak Vayete Yitzchak Lasuach Basada. He went out, to meditate. He walked into the Sada to meditate. Yeah, he went out to the Sada. So Na'alechem Beraglechem, he didn't take with him, neither camel nor horse nor donkey. It's what right upon he went. He entered the Sada. And finally, that's the remez to Yaakov. So in Mitzrayim, we needed the schus, or the schuyot, of the avos, right, in order to be worthy of record of that salvation. And finally, another note here, and that is, record, lakachtem agudas ezu v'tfaltem adam asher b'zasaf, the process of daubing the blood of the Korban Pesach upon the lintels, upon the lintel, upon the mashkof, and upon the mashteh mezuzos, says Rabbeinu Bachya, this is a remez to that which Rav Huna says that on the pasuk Ashrei Adam Shomeli Lishkodel Dal Sosai Yom Yom Lishmor Mezuzos Psochai. Right? A person who is diligent, he's careful with what he called with to always be there at the mezuzos. Chizda says, Lo'ol mikonis adam shnei psachim v'achak hachispal. He should go in through two doorways and then daven. So the Gemara, shnei psachim psalket haitach. We have to really walk through two doorways. Ela shir shnei psachim, right. Shir shnei psachim, right. Halachically, you shouldn't sit in this stand near what he called the exit, right. It looks like you've got one foot in, one foot out already. But above and beyond the halachic consideration, the Maharal says there's something being spoken about conceptually over here. And that conceptual idea over here is that before a person begins to daven, he has to first distance himself, pass through one shar, leave behind, one pesach, leave behind the mundane, rid himself of what he called his connection to the mundane, and then afterwards he enters into the world of Shuli. He builds a new world view as he stands before the Rebbe Shalom and speaks out his heart to the Borei Olam, recognizing that he is his Mashgiach, Magen Avram, and that he is omnipotent, he's Mechayim Esim, and he is transcendent and yet interested in being there imminently for us. After Kodosh, Rishim Kodosh, Kodosh, Bechol Yom Yaluch HaSela, he's the source of our Das, our Tshuva, etc., etc., etc. So that's the remez. So it comes out then, really, this entire process of Kiddush HaShchodesh, and subsequently that which the Parshas Chodesh talks about, which is the Korban Pesach, Matzah, Mora, Korban Pesach, speaks to both concepts of Deos, of Yesodia Torah, really I should say, of Yesodia Torah, of Hashem's Achdus, Hashem's Oneness, recognizing that Hashem is a source, He who are Mochit, who are Rofe, when times are good and when times are difficult, but He's the source, right? Which we have to always understand in the light of, there's always the Tova, and there is the Gamzula Tova. There's the Tov that we see now, and there's the Gamzula Tova, that's both the Matzah and the Morer. Talk about the idea of recognizing that our purest state is when we are most deeply connected to the Ribbono Shel'olam, and both Achdus, Rishonus, right? Rishonus is our gift, right? And in that way, everything that we perform within the realm of Rishonus, i.e. being on top of the heap of the world, because we are the ones with Mekayim Mitzvos, that's Lachem. That's us, that's ours, that's eternal, it remains with us, it's forever. And then finally, as we see from this Rabbeinu Bachya, even the concept of tefillah is spoken upon, right, in the context of Parshas HaChodesh, specifically within the context of Korban Pesach. So, Yisodei HaTorah, Achdus Hashem, right, the concept of both that which is good and that which is not so pleasant, is it all coming from one source, the recognition of our job description, right? We are becoming a shutaf with Hashem. The idea that everything that we do under that framework is ours, lachem, is forever and ever. And finally, the process by which we establish our healthy relationship with Hashem, or re-energize it, right? Those watershed events in our day where we re-establish our relationship with Hashem, the act of tefillah also is found here. Okay, and if I have time, I will send out maybe something that applies to next week if I have a chance before I go. But there won't be a shiur, you know, a new shiur next week, and not the following week. That'll be Erev Seder. So everybody should have a kosher with the meal.